Where's my dispenser of Pez?
Oh, it's up here. I'll go grab it for you.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Oh my gosh.
Oh my god, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm just gonna be sitting here like loading Pez, trying to talk.
Low key.
I'm like, can you repeat the question?
What's the question again? Hey everyone, welcome to All Whack. Yeah, you're like, oh crap, it's for real now.
Yeah, I didn't know
it's
we were
for real.
Oh man.
I already started recording. Anything's possible,
that
Cody.
That was sneaky.
By the way, I have Cody here with me.
Hi, everybody.
Cody, what do you create, Cody? Okay,
let me
speak
create...
for Cody right now.
Yeah,
Cody, I know what you create.
I was a little off the spot there. Hold on.
Cody creates, like, bomb-ass Finsta content.
Thank you. Follow my Finsta.
I'll link it in the show notes.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
I guess I could have given the name, but, you know, just go
follow
it.
I'll put it in the show notes. We all good.
Thank you.
And then, let's see. You also have pretty good Twitter content.
I have great Twitter content. Thank you.
I strongly endorse
your
Twitter content.
It's a hit and miss, but, you know,
mine is definitely all hits, and then I have one... Actually, no, mine are all misses. I stand corrected. Mine are all misses. And then I have one that's like golden that like four people like. And I go, that was it.
That's so accurate. Like, cool, five people liked it. All right, I'm doing good.
I know, I'm like, oh man, it's the same five people that like one every now and then. But like,
time to pack my bags. I'm moving up.
Yep. I'm moving up in the world. Kylie Jenner, follow me.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only follow that I need.
Does she sponsor this podcast, by the way?
She does not sponsor this podcast.
She does not.
However, Kim does.
Oh, okay.
I am sponsored
Shout
by...
Shout out to Kim Kardashian. Thank you for the support.
And let's just throw in North in there, too.
And North,
And
yeah.
Northwest.
Oh, I forget. Yeah. Oh, Northwest.
Not Kanye.
Old Kanye, yes.
Kanye doesn't like that I use his wife for this crap. He's like, no. It's called All Whack. Why have I not been on it yet? I go, I don't know, Kanye.
Well, yeah, he needs a feature on everything nowadays.
I know. Well, especially if he wants to be president.
True.
He's got a feature on that.
He needs that notoriety.
Okay, I think we've stalled the topic long enough.
Yeah.
So, today, Cody and I are going to be talking about relationships and online dating and all of that is whack.
Excuse me, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's what I thought, dude.
Sorry.
I'm just playing. But yeah, online dating is whack. I don't like
it. Totally whack.
I don't like it. I mean, I found a few people who are interested in being in my band.
Nice.
Which is pretty cool.
Nice.
But,
so we know that it's good for making bands, but not relationships.
Yeah, you can make bands, but not relationships.
Short-term bands, no long-term relationships.
No. You can have the prospects of a band, but
yeah,
no
true.
One actually commits and wants to talk to you, you know?
Very true.
Which is pretty not cool, man. Not cool, bro. But, well, I mean, I don't know. How's your online dating? Because I know Fisher signed us both up.
Yeah, he did.
Shout out to Fisher.
Shout out to Fisher, you bitch ass.
Yeah, so that's rude.
I have more to follow up with that, but I don't know.
Yeah, more to come. Maybe we'll have Fisher on and interrogate him or something.
You know, like my, I don't know, my online dating experience with that, like with OkCupid, I have tried Tinder, but that was only a very short-term thing. I was like, I'm not about to be a part of this. Like,
not about that
this
life.
Is not my kind of like.
I'm not cut out for the whole
This is
life.
Not the kind of society that I should really be involved in. Like, this ain't me.
Nobody likes sharks here.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what the fuck, you guys? Come on. Get on my level of shark love. Like, come on. But no, it's just, it's a weird concept for me to just be able to, like, you know, look for people that you like and, like, their interests. It's cool. I will absolutely support that. Like, online dating is cool because you can see that people have, like, similar interests in mind, right? But it's just, like, it feels like I'm just online shopping, which is just really weird. You're shopping for people, like... I don't like her. She's too skinny. Like, yeah, she has pretty eyes. Like, she likes sharks too. We have this big match percentage. I'll just go with that. Yeah, put that on my cart. You know, like, that's just weird to me. I don't know.
No, I totally understand that. That is super weird.
Like, if I'm gonna meet someone, I want to meet them in person. You know,
right?
But that's the thing. You don't just see people like that every day.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just like see someone that you'd match with like 98% or something.
Yeah, well,
you know?
Especially if we live here and they live in like Seattle or like Marysville or something.
That's the frustrating part too.
Yeah, it's like, it's like shit. You're
why do we have to be
away.
So compatible? But you're way over there.
Yeah, like you're way far away and I'm here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And That's very interesting that you brought up that it's like online shopping, because in a way it is.
it really is.
It really is, yeah. Because like, yeah, you're looking at people like you would,
merchandise.
You know, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some people, I've actually made a couple of friends off of it, which is really nice.
Yeah, you can easily make friends.
Yeah, though. And it's so easy to make friends. But then you get those people where you're talking and it's fine. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden they're like, hey, you want to meet up and bang? And you're like, nah.
Well, and I feel
Bro. This ain't us, Tinder.
Right?
I'd rather go on, like, a quote-unquote date. Like, you
like
know?
Like a friend date, not, like, I'm going to just go right to your house and fuck you.
Yeah, like, it's like, I don't know you. I'm a small female, too. I'm like, I have to think about that.
Here at Tinder Mobile, we like to ship our customers right to your door. Ready for fucking.
They're already ready. It's fine. You don't have to worry about it.
I'm going to forget that I said that.
We'll just ignore that.
anyway.
Moving on. Yeah, and the online dating is just psycho to me. Because I like meeting people.
Yeah.
But it's weird to me where I already have kind of... Because I've experienced this too, and I've had friends who've experienced this, is where you talk to somebody and you really like connect online, and then you meet in person and there's just nothing.
Yeah,
there's like absolutely. No connection, and you're like, but maybe then it's you like, need that veil of the internet.
Yeah, and the thing is too, it's like there's like that pressure that comes along with it too. You know, it's like I know nothing about this person except what they've written. You know, and when it comes to like the like when it comes to first contact, like you first meet them. I mean, that's kind of a lot of pressure on you to like. Make that first move. Like, what are we going to talk about? I already know everything that she's, like, written down. I'm not going to bring up some random topic. Like, So, you like hiking. That's fun. You
Everybody
know, like,
here likes hiking.
Yeah, exactly, right? Like,
you're
oh, cool, you have a hydro flask. That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
I don't know why you put that in your bio.
I don't. But... I have a Swell bottle. I have the knockoffs.
I have, like, a Coleman bottle or something. Shout out to Coleman.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's just... When you meet somebody, too, because I know when I text, like, even when I text you, I have a certain tone of voice in my head that I don't know if you hear, but, I mean, we've known each other for, like, 13 years, so I think you know.
Whack.
Yeah, you know what tone of voice I'm using.
Oh, absolutely, and, yeah. But it doesn't help that we text each other in, like, all caps.
No.
All the time, so
well,
I just
yeah,
think
when
of
we
your
just,
shouting
when
voice.
When we yell, yeah. It's like,
yeah.
My shouting
when
voice
text,
is my regular voice, okay?
Yep.
but it's... And, you know, I think, too, because I have that certain tone of voice in my head, but I know this person doesn't know me at all, so they don't know the tone of voice that I'm
exactly.
using.
Exactly. That's what's so tough about texting, too. It's not like, you know, it's not like they get a sense of your voice. And that's kind of another thing that throws you off when it's, like, first contact. You know, it could be the voice. Like,
yeah.
It's not like you're going to be like, oh, her voice is way too high-pitched. I can't deal with this shit.
Yeah.
You get up and leave. It's not, like, anything like that. It's just... that's kind of the limit behind texting. Like, you're exactly like you said, like, you're hiding behind that shadow, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's, no other words for it, but just whack.
Yeah.
All whack.
Right.
I used the title, you see what I did?
I see what you did. It is, I mean, it is whack. So, I mean, and when I've been on it, too, I mean, I'm a nice person, and when people talk to me, I can't not talk to them back. I'm like this in person. Like, I go to Barnes & Noble, and I'm wondering if, like, regular other pedestrians just know, like, not people that work there, but pedestrians that frequent there, not as much as I do, but they've seen me a few times.
Yeah.
They come up, and they talk to me, and I'm like,
That's always so tough.
I don't want to be talked to right now. I just want to look for my books and go home.
Yep.
And then, but they, I mean... I can't not talk to them. So one time, this girl came up to me, and she was talking to me, and she goes, what are you reading today? And I'm like...
None of your business, Becky.
I'm like... Yeah, I'm like, I don't really know. I'm just kind of looking, you know? And then she wanted me to recommend books to her, and I literally walked around with her for, like, a half an hour trying to find a book for her. God. And I'm like, I don't know. I asked her, I'm like, what do you like to read? And she goes, I mean, I don't really know. I'm like, this does not help me at all.
What do you like to read? Books?
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm having this internal in my mind, just like I'm fighting with myself. I'm like, I should just go to the bathroom and never come out. I'm just eventually she'll walk away.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is just the life of like being an extroverted introvert.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, loving to talk to people, but when it's not the right time, the right moment, you just don't know what to do.
Yeah, so I'm
you just go along with it.
That's I know.
That's all you can do, you know?
Exactly. But I'm afraid, if I meet somebody online like that, I'm like, what do? I'm overwhelmed. I can't just leave,
I can just get up and leave.
Yeah, exactly. Or, and it's weird, too, when you tell people, I'm overwhelmed, and they're like, I'm just me, it's fine. And I go, no, you don't, I'm overwhelmed.
You don't understand.
I am overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
But, and on mine, too, sometimes people message me and I just don't respond because I'm like, this is too much. I'm already talking to way too many people because I can't not talk to people. But some of them, I'm like, all you said was, hey,
good. Yeah, exactly.
We good.
Well, that's what would happen to me, too. Like, I'd message girls and, that's all I would
get. With the most beautiful pickup line that I created. Yeah. I don't even remember
what
it was.
Shout out to Jackie for that.
What was it? I don't even remember.
I'm going to find it.
Okay. Something to do with Jim and Pam from The Office, because we did this around Halloween.
Yep, stall the audience.
I'm stalling. I'm explaining the situation.
No, you're doing great.
You're interrupting me doing
this. God damn it, I'm sorry. Fine.
But, so...
I'm going to find it.
They were... Fisher was over and Cody was messaging girls and he's like, I need a blanket one that I can send to everybody. That you just copy and paste. And I was like, they were thinking of stuff and they had some things that were okay. And then we were like trying to think of, I think it was something like, do you want to be Jim and Pam for Halloween? Something like that. It was way better than that.
Hold on.
Okay, he's looking.
I almost got it. Hold on.
Almost got it.
God damn it, out here. No, come on. Don't fail me.
No. Wait, did you send it?
I found it. Okay. Do you want to be PB&J for Halloween? Pam Beasley and Jim.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Pam Beasley and Jim.
That was beautiful.
Nudging her, get it?
Huh? Get it? Yeah. So, I mean, that was a beautiful moment. And I think you said that to a lot of people.
I did send that to a lot of people.
We thought it was hilarious.
Yep.
I don't know, has it been stressful for you, or have you been talking to a lot of people, or?
I haven't really been talking to a lot of people lately, I do kind of find it too stressful. It's because I start to overthink it, that's kind of what it comes down to. I think a few weeks ago I found someone, I had a 96% with them. I was like,
that
wasn't
me.
me
and Cody matched on it.
95. I thought it was 94, and then it climbed up.
It climbed up, and I was like, how did it do that?
That was fucking crazy. You were the first match I found in there. I'm like, oh, shit.
Because we were sitting right next to each other. Yep. It was probably boom, point nothing miles.
Yeah, and that was the best conversation. I will put this on record. That was probably the best conversation I had with any other girl on that app, because... you actually kept it going. These girls,
we were sending were office quotes.
Well, yeah, exactly. We had it, but, I messaged this one girl, and her only response, to the, Pam Beasley and Jim line was, haha, I love Dwight.
Oh, yeah, that...
And then it was just a dead-end conversation. I kind of, picked
at it
a little more.
I was
like,
that wasn't even Dwight, that was Kevin that said that.
It was just, I kept going a little bit.
When you can't vibe with somebody because they can't quote The Office properly.
It's those one-word responses that just fucking kill me.
Or four words where you're love Dwight.
Just the one sentence lines. I'm like, oh, my God. I can't talk to you.
Throw me a bone here, come on.
Come on, give me something.
That was the best pickup line ever.
Never mind. Scratch it off the record.
Erase. Rewind.
Re-record. Take two.
Oh, man. Oh. Yeah, but I mean, some of those conversations, some are
whack.
Just, they are whack. They make me so uncomfortable.
So whack.
And I think on mine, I have I'm Ravenclaw, and then shout out to Hufflepuffs because they don't get enough credit, which they really don't. Aren't you a Hufflepuff? Or Fisher's a Hufflepuff? No, Fisher retook it and he's a Gryffindor now.
I don't remember I took the test, too.
You're probably a Hufflepuff. I wouldn't put it past you to be a Hufflepuff, which is fine. Hufflepuffs are grand, but, and then people would be like, oh, thanks for the shout-out to Hufflepuffs, and I'm like,
Yep.
Thumbs up.
Like, where do you want me to go from
I'm here? Like, you're welcome. You know, and I go, oh, you're welcome. Like, Hufflepuffs are cool. And then, like, they don't respond or, like.
I fucking hate that.
I know. I'm like.
Especially when you come up with, like, a good response and you're trying to keep the conversation going.
Mm-hmm.
And they just see it as, like, oh, this girl.
Somebody messaged me, and because I just put the podcast on my profile. Mm-hmm. And so somebody messaged me as the first message. They're like, I'll click the link, but if I get a porn virus, I'm going to be kind. No, he goes, I'm going to be kind of mad. And I respond only kind of mad. And he goes, well, when life gives you lemons.
Mary.
I'm like, this is the best conversation.
Yep.
It was so funny. And I was just laughing.
That is so rare.
So that's one thing that I like about it is like you get those rare, funny conversations.
Well, that's exactly it. It's like you get a sense of entertainment. It's like, you know, when I'm bored, I'd send like random messages.
You're like, why
nothing,
not?
I hope you guys know, like, nothing inappropriate. If you guys really know me, you know that I wouldn't be like, oh, send me some nudes. Like, sending that kind of shit out. Like, or, like, send my nudes, you know? Like, I don't go right there. Like,
I don't think you can send pictures on that either.
Oh, you can't. That's right. Well, on Tinder, you know? Like,
yeah.
We'll get a nice conversation going, boom, dick pic. Like,
That's crazy.
You know, yeah, that's not crazy. My style. That's not my style.
But some people go, oh, can I have your number? I'm like, how about Snapchat? I'm a little bit better with Snapchat. Just because mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't really want random people to have my number.
Yeah. I'd rather have someone have my Snapchat than my real number.
Yeah.
That's a little personal.
Exactly. Well, and then one guy, I was talking to him, and it was funny because I would send him like pictures of my dogs and stuff, and then he would be like, "Oh man, that's so cute." And I go, "I know. There's five dogs. It's adorable."
Here's a photo shoot.
Yeah. Here's a photo shoot. They're all attacking each other. But then, oh, you have more Pez.
I do have a lot of Pez.
But you know, and then eventually he sent me a thing, and he had his hand like above his light, and then it was a video, and he zoomed in, and then he took his hand away, and it said send nudes. And then I replied, this is the best reply, I go, I'm not really about that, but great effort, like A+. That was effort. Funny. Yep. I laughed so hard, and it was on like one of those loop ones, so it kept going.
My God.
And I just watched it several times before I was ready to respond, because I just wanted.
Am I really about to?
No, I didn't want to send him nudes. I was just like, I just want to bask in this because I won't ever get to watch it again.
That's true.
So
yeah.
I was like, I wanted Enjoy to just laugh at it because it was hilarious.
Enjoy the moment before you just shut him down.
Yeah, and then, but I was like, I'm not about that, but solid effort. Like, that was
solid
hilarious.
Effort,
yeah. I laughed a lot, man.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but I mean, that, and oh man, guys nowadays, like, freak me out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just terrified.
It's dangerous. Like, guys are just dangerous now.
I know. And the things I don't like getting those comments and things like inappropriate sexual things.
Oh,
I'm like, that makes me so uncomfortable. I read it and I'm like, please stop.
Yeah.
Just stop. And then I'm like, I could just stop reading this, but I can't.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason. I need to know. And then I instantly regret after I'm finished it. I'm like, why did I read all of that?
It's like, as a guy, I can definitely say that, like, there's a lot of really dumb fucking guys out there who just think that all girls want is, like, a fucking hookup if they go on, like, Tinder or something. It's like, there are real girls, like, looking for long-term relationships, and that's kind of what online dating is supposed to help with. It's not just supposed to be for
that's
hookups.
What Tinder, like, is for.
That's definitely what just Tinder's for, and I have seen people look for long-distance relationships on there, and when it comes down to it, it's like, okay, come on. Like, there's other apps that you can use. Like, people just clearly use Tinder just for, like, sex. Like,
yeah.
It's exactly what they use it for, but
not about,
like, my
the
point
whole
is,
life there, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Not about that whole life. But, I don't know. Guys are just fucking dumb. They just think that that's all what girls want, so they just, they get arrogant about it, and they're like, oh, I know you want this baby. Like, I get, like, they get this false sense of confidence. They get this false sense of confidence, and it's just, it's funny to me, really. It's funny to me that they think that they can get whoever they want just by, like, sending, like, the dumbest.
The most, like, fuckboy response they can think of.
I know.
Of. They're like, what is the most.
Their tiny fuckboy brains can only think of, like.
Because they think they're being smooth.
Yeah, they can only punch out, like, one mediocre headline at a time. Excuse me, pickup line.
Yeah, and headline. I think all of that is so funny.
Mm-hmm.
But with all of those people, it can get really stressful.
Oh, yeah. I have no doubt about that.
Because I am a people pleaser. I have to talk to people, and I'm like, I feel bad if I leave it, like, if I leave the conversation, like, if they message me mm-hmm. first and I never respond, I don't really feel that bad, because I never started a conversation.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if I started a conversation and actually talked to them for a little bit, I feel bad if I just am, like, cold turkey, like, goodbye.
Same here. And, like, whenever, you know, if I'd actually get, like, a text back from girls sometimes, which I will admit doesn't always happen, not butthurt by it by any means, it's not why I'm saying that, but, like, when that would happen...
I'm offended if people didn't respond to that pickup line, because that was genius.
Like, no, like, the people...
They had to at least be like, that was good.
Yeah, like, I would get that sometimes, like, not all the time, of course, but, like, you know, the girls that would respond and I would reply back, like, it wouldn't always go anywhere, and it's not really, like, that doesn't really piss me off or anything, like, you didn't... I wasn't just like, oh, that's just cold, man. Like, come on. It's just...
That's cold-blooded.
That's just cold-blooded, man. Like, you know, I'd tear up about it, of course, like, for a solid 30 minutes. But that's, like...
I cried for 20 minutes.
Other than the normal amount of crying it takes for, after that line, like, you get over it. But still, you know, like, at the same time, you can still have, like, a feeling of, like, oh, man, like... Not even, like, a little, hey, that was clever. Like, yeah. Come on.
But like, at the same time, you're like, at least nice I put myself out there.
Exactly, yeah. And it's, like, you know, that's why you kind of feel the need to genuinely respond to somebody. It's, like, especially if they put in effort to their opening line. Like, because you think about it, if you've really, like, you know, when you get a match and you're, like, kind of get that pressure to make that first impression, it's like, I have no idea what this person likes. I don't know anything about him. I need to make this opening line. It's, like... It's like writing the opening line for an essay. Mm-hmm. It's like, how the fuck am I going to do this? Except then you even have a topic.
Yeah.
But with this, it's just, like, off the top of your head.
Well, and you can,
like,
read their profile, too, and kind of see. But some people, like, put nothing.
Yeah. Like, they just leave it up to your imagination. You're like, great.
And I'm like, I don't know, because some people, a lot of people like The Office, but a lot of people don't like The Office. So I am taking a gamble here.
No one kind of likes it. They just either love it or hate it.
Yeah. There's no in between. You're lying if you're like, I kind of like The Office. No, you like it or you don't. That's another TED Talk we'll go into.
Yeah, right? Like, everyone on listening to this podcast likes The Office, right?
Right. You're looking at the phone like, y'all bitches.
Like, I'm
going to
just
like
be staring at all of you. If this was a channel, I'd be staring right into the camera right now. Like, right?
Yep.
Because if not, you are listening to the wrong channel.
You are listening to the wrong thing, and we're going to make lots of Office references.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
And you're going to miss out.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Well, and with online dating, too, it's really weird because, like, I mean, I've been on dates from the online dating, but not very many. I think like 3 maybe. And I mean, it's fine, but there was one guy I met up with him and like we vibed way better online. And so it was so weird. Yeah. And like I could tell that like he didn't really know what to do either. I don't know if he kind of felt that. We haven't talked since then, so I'm thinking he felt that too.
Yeah.
And it was kind of weird. But, I mean, it's not really... I mean, it was... How long? It was like an hour and a half that we hung out for. Hmm. We just went over to Austin Chase, but, like...
Hmm.
I don't know if he kind of felt that too, where it was like... I don't know what to do right now, because... It's like we're trying to make small talk... But it wasn't really working, and then we were trying to have, like, a little bit deeper. We're like, maybe we're just past the small talk, and we need a little bit more conversation.
Maybe we didn't find the right topic to, like, get off on, you know?
So we were Your wording is just not on point.
I need a time.
But, I mean, whatever we talked about didn't really click, you know? And then it gets to a point where it's not really worth it to keep pursuing that if... Other shit is just not working, you know?
Well, exactly.
What's your thing? You have that face.
I'm just still laughing because I said get off on.
Oh, okay.
My choice of words has just been really poor tonight. Like.
That's okay.
It's, you know.
It's all
whack. It's my debut on all whack. So.
It's all whack. We good.
I'm just a little nervous. Oh, shit. But, and that's definitely more dates than I've been on. I've been on, like, none.
I've been on a whole zero.
I haven't been able to even really get off the ground with anyone who's messaged me back, so...
Are you just not smooth?
Like,
you gotta be smooth.
Okay, that is for one thing. I will definitely say that, like, half of it is me not being smooth at all. I will absolutely admit that. Not smooth at all. No, but I mean it, though. Like, there's a sense of truth to it.
Cody, I love you!
Oh, come on. No. Just let me finish.
I didn't mean it.
I know you didn't. So let me.
I like how we're just yelling at each other.
Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to our TED Talk, our screaming match.
Like, half of it is definitely like, I'm not that smooth. But the other half of it is like lack of effort on the other side, you know? Because that's how it should be. It should be like half and half. Like, you're both contributing at least a little bit, you know?
I feel like that's kind of that way with girls, though. Like, because some girls that I've talked to, because, like, making friends and stuff, some girls I talk to, they just don't really know what to talk about. And I think, too, that plays in a role of, like, how girls treat each other in general. Oftentimes, girls are just not nice to each other, and I just don't get it.
Two sisters, I get it.
Yeah, I don't have any sisters, so I'm like, and most of my friends are guys, and so when I meet girls to be friends with, I have like maybe three or four girlfriends, and it's like, I don't know how to talk to other girls to be friends with them, because I already have my four people that I'm like, we good, because I've known you since we were children.
Right.
But these new people, I'm like, I'm meeting them into adulthood, and I'm like, I don't know anything about you, and like, I'm trying to relate to you, but it's kind of hard, because a lot of girls, especially just on OkCupid, I mean, some girls that I talk to, they just are about, I mean, it's hard for me, too, because I like to talk about music and movies and stuff, but they like to talk about their music, which is garbage. I hate the music. I just hate it. Oh, and I'm like, why do you like trash music? Like, please enjoy real music. I listen
to Queen. I listen to some good old school stuff. I like Nirvana. And then you talk to them, and they're just like, well, did you hear Cardi B's new album? And you're like,
I'm like, no.
No, I did not.
I cannot listen to Cardi B talk. I don't understand her. I'm like, how? How?
You know what I don't understand is, like,
this
why
is where
people...
America's going.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. But you know what, like, just is so weird to me is that people find, like, celebrity drama to be just so important enough to just keep spreading that shit around, like, social media. That, I don't know why. Like, there's so much more relevant issues to be tackled, but then, of course, like, I mean, shit, maybe even the government's just like, here's a bunch of shit to distract you from all the bullshit that's going on.
The Kardashians are propaganda. Yeah. They're a distraction.
The Kardashians are at it again. Climate change isn't real. Like, you know,
the world isn't ending. The world's not on fire. It's fine.
There's just a big, like,
all of Calabasas was on fire 2 weeks ago.
There's just a big curtain with, like, fake mountains and sun, you know. Sun, nice sunshine and, like, blue skies, and behind it, the world's just, like, fucking crippling.
Oh, so
like,
you're talking about Western Washington and Eastern Washington.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. Yeah, you know.
West Bremerton and East Bremerton.
He removed the Cascades, it's like, boom, desolate, nothingness.
West like, Bremerton and East Bremerton.
Right.
But, so, well, and, again, girls that I talk to, they talk about celebrities, and I'm like, I don't want to talk about celebrities. I don't want to talk about their lives, especially the Kardashians. I know they do a lot of, like, business, like, Kylie does her makeup, and Kim does whatever Kim does, and, you know, they all do their own thing, but their keeping up with the Kardashians is not about that. It's about them living.
It's literally about them living, yeah.
Yeah, and like, they
who
just...
Who cares? Who gives a fuck?
Actually, it's really funny to watch, because they just bitch at each other the whole time, and I'm like...
Really?
I'm like, wow. I don't have to go to any of my family things anymore, because I just watch this, and it's like, I'm there. Like,
and I'm there.
But just bitches at each other. And it's hilarious. It's the funniest thing.
I don't think I've ever watched that show, honestly. Like,
I don't recommend. I can just tell you some things.
I'm
going to
keep
really
it that
funny,
way. I'm planning on keeping it
I can just
it
tell
that
you
way.
Things that are really funny. Because it would be on, and I'd just be like, you know, is Bruce, Caitlin, or Bruce in this one? And I just want to know. I'm like, oh, Caitlin, oh, him and Chloe are fighting. This is great. Oh, sorry, her and Chloe are fighting.
Her and Chloe.
Because I always forget. I'm like, oh, man, because that's the game that I play. Is it Bruce or Caitlin? I mean, that's a horrible game, but...
Welcome to the game show. The game show segment.
Steve Harvey. Oh, what? Steve Harvey hosting. And you're like, oh, my God.
Oh,
man. So, yeah, I mean, just what... it's hard to find topics to talk to people about that you don't know.
Yep.
People that you already know, it's a lot easier because you're like, I know Absolutely. This. I know that they like this certain thing, yep. or we can talk about this.
I know your interests. Like, you know yeah. my interests. You know how I am, and especially, like, when I talk to people, so it won't be as, you know, it's not as awkward. It's not as hard for me, you mm-hmm. know? And that's the thing, too. It's like, we put too much pressure on ourselves to just make conversations sometimes, and it's like, it doesn't help that people are really judgy nowadays, too. Mm-hmm. It's like, you go to talk to somebody, and it's like, you know, they're like, oh, really? You like this kind of music? Well, that's just shitty. It's like, have an open mind, you fucking dick. Like, yeah. let me talk to you. I'm trying to make friends, but clearly, you know, you're not my kind of person, so, yeah. you know.
Well, and there have been a few people, too, that I've told that I haven't seen Stranger Things or Game of Thrones, and they stop talking to me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why is that such a big deal?
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, I don't watch a lot of TV anyway. I just don't enjoy it, you yeah, know. I mean, other than the Hallmark movies, the lovely Hallmark movies that are on all the time.
I don't know.
But I mean, they're just on. I mean, I don't. Sometimes I sit there and I'll watch them, but a lot of times they're just on because they're festive and it's yeah. that time of year.
It's a festive backdrop.
Yeah, mm-hmm. but when people completely stop talking to somebody because they haven't seen a certain thing or listened yeah. to a certain band or anything like that, it's like, Almost why?
Ridiculous.
I'm like, why is that so important? Because...
Yeah. Fucking grow up.
yeah, exactly.
Grow up.
Well, because you hadn't seen Detroit Rock City, which is one of the best movies. It's yep, so funny.
That's true.
And I was like, oh, get out of my house. I was like, let's watch the movie.
Yeah, you maybe said it as a joke, and I may have, like, dropped my head and then, you know, started my truck. Like, but oh. then you were like, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I'm just playing.
Yeah, come on.
But it's all tone so. Of voice, too. We know our banter.
Well, exactly.
But I just, when people legitimately take that shit so seriously.
They take that to heart.
I'm like, can you calm down? Because that's really not what life is about. Life is yeah. not about picking people to talk to because they watch the show that you yeah. can talk about.
You don't have a pool of people and you're like, I'm going to take this one and that one to be my friends. You know, like,
yeah.
you don't just do that in life. Like, that's kind of, honestly, that's kind of like the beauty of it. It's mm-hmm. like, it's just, I mean, it's growth.
Yeah.
It's like, it's going out, it's experience. It's like going out and meeting people and finding out more about them. And if they're not your friend, like, if you guys don't have similar interests, then you part ways. Mm-hmm. Like, at least you met a kind stranger when you think about it that way.
Yeah.
You know? Like, at least you had that little bit of joy out of it, you know?
Exactly. And, or if you do have kind of a lot or just the main interest, like you like the mm-hmm. same bands or you, you know, you do the same things, then you can kind of elaborate on that and be like, well, I haven't seen this. Maybe we could watch it sometime. Or, yeah. you know, I haven't listened to this. Do you have it on your phone? Like,
yeah, exactly.
You know, and then it's kind of in the moment where you're like, yeah, let me show you this, because, like, then we can build on that and be like, oh, you know, mm-hmm. did you like it or not?
You build something, you got a foundation set.
Yeah. And
sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, it's all good. It's all good. But they, I don't know, just people that immediately shut down, they're like, whoa, you don't mm-hmm. like this? It's like, no. Can you calm down a little bit?
Yeah, like, can you tone it down?
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't know, this is a weird thing, but I don't know. Do you remember my huge Beatles phase where I was like ages yes. 8 to 13?
Yes, I do.
That was it.
Mm-hmm.
I was that person in that time frame where if you didn't like the Beatles, I don't think I really talked to people because I was like, no. That I mean, because that was all I talked about. I lived, ate, slept, breathed the Beatles.
Yeah.
And well, like,
I mean, that's understandable. The Beatles are amazing.
They were
They're
amazing.
Fantastic.
It was outrageous for that age time. That's 5 years of my life where I was, like, crazy. But
worth it.
Worth it. Totally worth it. I mean, the people who stayed in my life, I mean, true homies.
Shout out to the real ones.
yeah, for not abandoning me in my crazy in my crazy years.
Really, I don't want to be friends with this lady
like,
anymore.
No.
They still see you, like, you guys meet in your 30s, and she's like, no, you're...
I know.
Are you still in that Beatles stage?
No, and I think people were like that in high school, where, like, they would look at me and just be like, she's psycho, and I'm like, okay.
Well, that was high school, too, though.
I know. What I mean? But at the same time, I was like, okay, I'm different now. I listen to The Doors, like...
yeah, right. I expanded a little bit. I listened to Mr.
Listening.
Brightside on repeat.
Yeah, I mean, well, we all do that.
On repeat.
on the repeat.
On the repeats.
on the line. So, I mean, just, and meeting people in general, just that can be stressful, and it doesn't even have to be dating. It's just meeting people is stressful.
It's just meeting people. Mm-hmm. It's all a lot.
Yeah. And I don't know. I feel like right now, in just at the point I'm in my life, I'd have to, like, really meet the right person if I wanted to, like, be in a full-on relationship.
Yeah, same but, here. But,
I mean, I'm not... If it happens, it happens, and that's a thing.
Sure.
But... And I don't mind, like, going on dates with people, but, I mean... If we, like, really click, that's one thing, but if not, I'm not gonna, like, force myself to be, like...
Yeah.
Because I am that people pleaser where I'm gonna be, like, but they like me.
Mm-hmm.
Help.
I know. That's happened to me before, too. It's not fun.
Yeah.
And it's, like, you gotta just realize that, you know, it's not only gonna hurt you, it's gonna hurt them.
Mm-hmm.
Being a people pleaser can hurt the people that you please.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. I was gonna stutter on that really bad.
I got you.
I've already been stuttering a lot, everybody.
That's
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Oh man.
Things happen.
But well, that's exactly it, though. You know, it's like if you just please everybody, then you know you like there's no pleasing everybody. Mm-hmm. I guess is what I'm trying to say, because
you won't like everyone. Not everyone's gonna like you.
Exactly. Yeah.
So no matter what you do to try to people please it. For some people, it's just not going to happen. They're never going to be fully pleased with what you do.
Exactly.
And then you kind of just have to be like...
Or there's just never an end to it. You know, like, they'll just... There's so many people out there
who abuse... They know that you're trying to please them.
Yeah, so they abuse the shit out of that, you know? And that's just... That is whack.
That is very whack.
That is all whack.
All the whack.
Did it again.
What was it you said when we were at the store or something? I was like, the amount of whack, and you're what was the word you said?
Wait, did you say audacity, and I said whackdacity or something?
No, it was the amount of whack.
It was more clever. Damn it, what was it?
It was close to that. Like,
shit, I can't remember.
The whackosity or something like that.
That's what I thought it was, the whackosity. It was funny, let's just have it be on record that it was funny.
It was really funny. And I laughed, and I'm pretty sure people stared. We were at Walmart. That's where we were.
Everyone laughed, had a good time. You know,
some people thought we were crazy, but we were at Walmart.
I was given the key to the city. I shook the mayor's hand. It was a good time.
Yeah, yeah. You're now the gatekeeper.
Yep, gatekeeper.
Like in Ghostbusters. and then the mayor is the key master. It's fine.
We need a channel so I can just hold up this big fake cardboard key. Like,
we can
this is my
that.
Key, bitch.
We can make that.
We have technology. Oh, man.
Well... I think that's been a very good discussion that we've had.
That has been a fantastic discussion.
About the whackosity of...
The whackosity of...
the whackness.
Of life.
Yes.
Of life's whackness.
One portion of life, because there are lots of aspects to life, but relationships and online dating. And we kind of tackled specifically, like, romantic relationships and somewhat friendships, but...
Yeah.
I mean, there are other relationships that definitely can be whack, but...
Oh, absolutely.
But for today's topic, just specifically the romantics and a little bit friendship ones. But thanks, everyone, for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for Cody for being here. Thank you.
I was happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
You rescheduled me 5 times.
Okay. No, they didn't need to know that. I'm sorry, everybody.
I'm sorry I'm yelling.
I'm also sorry I'm yelling. Sorry for all the stuttering.
No, it's all good. Thank you for coming, and we'll definitely have you back.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, and I look forward to it.
He's a groovy co-host for the day.
Ah.
And everyone, stay groovy until next time.
Stay groovy.
But always be groovy. Not just until next time.
No.
But until next
stay
time.
Stay groovy 24/7.
25/8.
Stay grooving. 25/8. That's right.
We're going to keep going, so I'm just going to stay groovy, guys.
Whack.